George, you know, I wanted to add one thing that's really interesting about these aliens, these people, that they were allowed to go off the base, and you might want to, you know, pursue this, to go into Las Vegas. And now, can you imagine a civilization that thinks that we are made of Las Vegas?
Well, yeah.
Gives new meaning to the number 7, you know?
Yeah, the thing that's really interesting is, and Charles talks about this in his book, he, a couple of times when he was on leave and when he was, you know, they had R&R, and this was Las Vegas in 1965, not Las Vegas in 2005, but he actually saw them accompanied by, he said, intelligence people. And they were wearing wigs and dark glasses. Maybe Charles would like to talk about that because it might be interesting. These aliens did get to go off the base a couple of times in Las Vegas.
Hi, I thought I saw some of them a few months ago there.
Yes, it was quick. They came to the ones that were used to being around humans, the ones that were the same height we are, or not, you know, not too tall. They quite routinely would come into Las Vegas, especially at night, because remember the tall whites. They love to travel around at night. They know that their eyesight is way better than ours, and their hearing is way better than ours.
What do they do in Las Vegas?
What every tourist does, because they get bored out in the desert, just like you and I. Oh,
don't tell me they play blackjack.
Well, I've seen them play blackjack. Yeah, described in my books. Yeah, because their eyesight is better than ours. For them, it's not even a game. They always know what the next card is.
I assume we give them the cash to play, huh?
That's my belief. Yeah. One of the places they used to like in the '60s was the casino, the Stardust. The Stardust in the '60s used to have a motif that was like, you know, like being out in the galaxy in space.
They love that.
They used to love that, and they used to, that used to be one of their favorite places.
Sounds like a Star Trek bar or Star Wars bar.
Yeah, remember? And when you looked up at the ceiling, it would be our rendition of what the galaxy, what it would look like if you were out in space looking at the galaxy. And they used to love to come through at night and, you know, and see that, especially at night. And they used to love to walk around the desert at night and look at the stars, because that is something they couldn't do on their home planet, because their atmosphere is much thicker than ours.
True, good point.
But that stretch down by the Stardust on the Strip in the '60s, it was very common to see them down in there.
Would you look twice at them if you saw them walking down the street? I mean, like you said, they're whitish and.
Well, they would disguise themselves.
They look like they're from some rock band or something.
They would disguise themselves to look like humans. And remember, you know, having been in Las Vegas, you know, for station in Las Vegas, you know, when you walk around Las Vegas, you'd see all kinds of humans, you know. You know, people from India, China, rich people from Saudi Arabia. You know, you'd see showgirls and people who were members of bands that were, you know, dressed up.
You'd see people who didn't even look human.
Yeah, and you know, and they would just be actors and actresses. But, yeah, I remember I was there when they were filming some of the scenes from Diamonds Are Forever, so you could see actors and actresses and all sorts of stuntmen, all made up to look unusual. And, of course, at 2 in the morning in Las Vegas, you see lots of guys that are just sobering up. So, you know, when you walked around Las Vegas, it wasn't at all unusual to have somebody who seemed a little unusual next to you or, you know, in the same casino next to you. And you just figure, oh, I guess they came from somewhere that I hadn't been. And if you actually asked the tall whites where they came from, they loved to pretend they were from northern Spain. You know, if you actually pressed them, they'd say they were here on a trade mission from northern.
How long have they been coming here? Now, you saw them in 65, but, I mean, have they been coming here for hundreds and hundreds of years?
Well, in the logbooks in my weather station, I was able to, you know, the logbooks went back 7 years, and the legend of Range 4 Harry, I was able to trace that back to 1954. But I note that the ancient Greeks, in the Greek myths going back to like 900 or 1000 BC, the Greek myths called the star Arcturus the Watcher. And the Greek myths, according to Greek myths, from 1000 BC, a group of tall white gods came to Earth from the Watcher star. And then when the men of ancient Greece were out camping at night in the summertime, these gods would come and stand out beyond the ring of the firelight and just watch them. And so it wouldn't surprise me if the Tall Whites hadn't been coming here off and on since at least 1000 BC.